talking here about a tallis in hirah. In other words, if someone made a mistake in terms of he passed in a certain way, that would not be, that's not what he's talking about for sure. He's talking about somebody who just, it's something that he should have known, but it's oyma muta on something that is blatantly usur, or the pshat is he didn't work with his head at all. So that's why he says the Talmud Chacham can always, he's always achroy to have thought about something. In other words, there's a tfiyah on him if he didn't think about something. Masha ein kein, someone who's amaret, there's no tfiyah like that. Maybe there's a tfiyah why he didn't become a Talmud Chacham. But al kapanim, the etzem asfiyah can be called the asfiyah of the guf without the seichel being involved. Well, if it's amaret, I feel as though it's not such a good thing, they should chas a seichel. So, despite the fact that as a person, he's obviously a much lower dagger, and he's somebody who he's called Amaretz, and then Chazal say all sorts of terrible things about Amaratzim, but at least it's not just Kishkavi. It's an example of Takanothic, Alkalothic. You find the muscle, when we speak about big people in Tanakh, that the Torah uses very strong lashonis as regards them. So a person would be tempted to say that, what's the use of being such an accomplished person? To the person, in fakat, you get punished more and more. But the truth is the other way around. The person gets punished a lot is a yachas to what his standing in life is. So, just like somebody who's a very mutzachdik, ball player, so you hold him accountable for every small thing that he didn't do this or that, right? But within that accountability, there's an element of haracha for what the person is. In the criticism that you have of him, that he could have done this or this, you hear his gadlus. The measure of the person, at the end of the day, Olam Haba is a lot about the person, where the person belongs and so on. So the fact that the person is a Adam, a Chashev, the fact that the person is someone who's Chashev means that with all of the criticism for the things he did wrong, he's still going to be eligible for a lot of things. Of his, that's the
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
So a person who didn't grow up with the Papa Rocha for learning and so on, so you can hold him accountable for the, or not hold him accountable, but his lack of dikuk in halacha is neveya from the fact that he's not a bala halacha, he has no shaykes halacha and so on. But someone who be'etzim is a bala halacha, is a person who knows and understands the chshivas of learning of the halacha itself. If he's in the zalzel, then there's a sim in here that there's a real problem with the person. So a person who, the Mishnah's talking to somebody who's obviously something, so we're telling him, be careful with the learning, because or else you're going to end up with Chigas Pamela Lazad. There's a little mockum for Yira. What Yira means, that give it to somebody as a gift. I gift it to somebody. So that other person now has $1 million. Now I don't. So right now, he is the he's the chacham. He's the wealthy man, and I'm the pauper. Let's give an example of the chacham. Let's say I taught somebody the Mishnayos or Chumash. Once I finished teaching him, he's my equal. I know she's a Sidri Mishnah, he knows she's a Sidri Mishnah. He owes me a Karas HaTayta, I was the one who sat and taught it to him. But the relationship has changed now, and we're on par. But let's say, when I teach a person how to understand, so in a certain sense, it requires the etzem his batlus, that my mahalach and understanding something is the mahalach that you're picking up. So a rav that I learned svara from, somebody once, he once told me, commented on the Chazon Ish Ha'aretz on Reb Chaim Brisker. So he said, that's something very true, very insightful. He said, they are not Ha'aretz in the nature of Kash and Eteretz. He said, if the Chazon Ish is right, Reb Chaim has nothing to say. And if Reb Chaim is right, Chazon Ish has nothing to say. In other words, how do I look at a sugya? How do I look at a Rambam? How do I hear it? How do I understand it? There are certain, that this is a kash on the Rambam, that this is a mahalach that makes sense in the Rambam, that this is a mahalach that you can stay in the Rambam. Those are things that I can only say al smach, because my Rebbe taught me that it's an appropriate question. There are some kashas, Moshe Tmashtos a kasha, or Kvegas. They don't require any Emunas Chachamim to peg it as a kasha. They're kasha no matter what. It's like an algebra. If 2x equals something, then 4x must equal twice as much. There's no two ways about it, no matter what the number is. So there are other shailas that are in the nature of a svaradik shaila, and you need a darga of saying, this is appropriate. Is this diuk a good diuk in a rashi? In a rashi would be a great diuk, in a ritva, it would be, okay, but lav dafka. How do you know to say lav dafka? It says lav. You say hagdara. People argued vehemently against the Chaim Brisker that finding this Hagdoris are a sleight of hand. He had his detractors, the Ritvaz calls it alchemy. He says, he has a pot of boiling lead and throws out a bar of gold. That's a fake. You know, there's no such thing. It's a play on the words. He was very sharply opposed to him. So once I learned by my Rebbe, who taught me Chachma, and I say svaras and ask kashas in the nature of what he's taught me, he still is my superior. It still is right because he said so. And could be that now I feel I understand it, but I'm basing it on the fact that this mahalach is right. That's the nature of this is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is be'etzem that it's right and wrong because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. It's not because I understand it to be, not because my seichel is kaveh by itself. And so Yerushalayim, Yer is always the mida of the Herig of Superior, and in certain halakim of Torah, you need the Herig that way. The one is the etzem tzius, the etzem willing to obey Torah. That's one darga that requires that we can call may not have spoken with a sugya in any way possible, but the derech, the mahalach, the type of nekuda, that came from him. So that's why this maimer over here specifically, of Yirush Shemayim, is something which is a which kol kuloi shayach to this. I want to go back to the piece before and say something about it as well. But in this shigas Talmud is oilas zaden. There are two oifanim of tikkun of a person's guf. One oifan of tikkun of a person's guf is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, what's the right way of saying it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I do something to think. Let's take an example. I have a box of tefillah, and a mafresh truma from it. So that chita becomes kaddish. The chita itself is an inanimate object. It remains inanimate. It gets a chshivas of kedusha because something acted on it. Chveis the mokum amikdash, is it's earth, but there's a chalos kedusha on it, becomes a davar kaddish, and that's why it's kaddish. So it's kol kuloi a gufniastic phenomena. So the same thing also, a person whose guf does mitzvahs, it becomes a chesishal mitzvah, and it gets b'dmaila. So l'mashal, after you finish doing a mitzvah, there's no kedusha on the chayfitz, but you can't misuse, you can't treat it darach mizayim, because the chesed itself was a chesishal mitzvah. You have something that's tashmishi kedusha, because tashmishi kedusha are things that had chachma on it. It had divrei Torah on it. So anything that divrei Torah on it, its mahus becomes something that incorporates within itself. Wool can't incorporate the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is written as divrei Torah, and the wool is a piece of wool, but when I shape the wool according to that, it's a tashmishal mitzvah. A tashmishal kedusha is much deeper because it became a gashmistic entity that contains in itself ruchnius, and therefore it retains its kedusha because it became a different type of chayfet. So when a person learns Torah. So when a person is mitaken his guf by doing mitzvahs, so it's an outside force, so to speak. It's my seichel. It's me obeying a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu said to do this or that, and I do it, and the mail of my guf becomes a good guf. That's one type of tikkun in the guf. The second type of tikkun, and that tikkun in the guf is where I make the guf a chefta of a guf with a das. And if the das is a das of kedusha, then the entire guf, then that becomes the mahalach of one, just like a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah becomes something much more than just a tashmish per mitzvah, it becomes a chefta of kedusha, because it contains in itself a whole unit of guf and seichel. The tikkun adam is the first adam is the guf and the seichel together. So when you have the maila of having a guf with the seichel together, that's when you have something bigger than it. That's why if you function then without seichel, there's a kilk of the person, because this person was already a heft of a guf and a seichel. It also explains, in a certain sense, the musig of Yira, because the guf itself becomes beholden to something above itself. In the guf itself, you have the tzura of a rab and a talmud. You know, it's childhood, though. Let's say you have a kid. He's about to, I don't know, stick out his tongue at somebody, and the adult tells him quite sternly, "That's a very not nice thing to do." So, the kid listens, but the kid desists. But there's nothing in the kid itself that understood the head of. Masha'in came an adult whose own seichel says to him, "You can't act this stupid or childish." Then the person himself became a different barrier. In other words, the person himself is functioning with a higher knach inside the person. Any questions?
No, I think we're good.